You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.
It is time to get into the most profitable Animal Crossing installment to date. As if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, safe to say Animal Crossing New Horizons is, objectively speaking, the most profitable Animal Crossing, as if you don't know, when it launched back in March 2020. Safe to say, it accumulated 13 million in 6 weeks. But hold up now, that's not it, because of course, it rose to 22.4 million by June 2020. And of course, as a Hall of Fame pocket watcher, I would be definitely remiss to not tell you the actual revenue acquired, as it had $2 billion estimated in the first year. So now when you look at Animal Crossing Horizon, New Horizons, as far as its longevity, safe to say in the year of 2026, it's still doing phenomenal. As when you look at the Nintendo charts specifically, Animal Crossing Nintendo Switch 2 edition is number one, not the original Switch, but the Switch 2 edition is number one. And currently, as far as it just coming out at the top of this year, safe to say, when you look at the 31,000 copies sold, you probably thinking to yourself, hold up now,
you guys,
how can this be one of the most popular franchises and it came out 2020 with only 30,000 or 31,000 copies sold? But ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the original Animal Crossing that came out on the Switch, safe to say that has a total of 8.3 million copies. And of course, as far as its original lifetime, it, as of September 2025, has an estimated amount of 48.6 million units sold, and it's the second best-selling Switch game behind Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So now when you look at the gaming industry, safe to say we can now put Animal Crossing up there with the likes of a Mario, a Pokemon, as far as its latest installment, because when you look at the franchise, as far as the mainstream timeline, this is the fifth main installment of Animal Crossing. So safe to say all of the Animal Crossings did not sell like this. For some reason, Animal Crossing New Horizons stuck out amongst the other Animal Crossings, and that's what we're here to get into today. As we, of course, over here in Notorious Mass Effect, we get into the games and music IPs that notoriously affect the masses. So I had to start off with a little sales roundup, because of course, not only were those accomplishments that I just talked about phenomenal, but also when you look at the Switch 2 edition launch and it currently being at number one, I thought it was definitely best in my best interest to dive into it once more, because even though it came out in 2020, the Switch 2 edition is still doing phenomenal, which is why it's number one as far as Japan retail debut, and it's currently number one on the charts. So when you look at more of the sales, safe to say it contributed to 10 million plus Switch 2 units shipped as far as the global sales. And now when you look at other things, as far as the reviews, as far as the actual port of Switch 2, that is where it gets a little dicey and it gets a little hot and cold as far as the Animal Crossing community. Because of course, when you look at the actual Switch 2 update, the exclusive upgrades, well, I say upgrades, is of course the graphics / performance. The controls, because the Joy-Con 2 mouse mode for decorating / pattern design, custom and design / handwriting notes is different than the original Switch. And of course, when you look at the multiplayer aspect, there's now 12 player online versus the 8 that was on the original Switch. So those are the biggest differences. And of course, you can't forget how, getting back into the social aspect, the megaphone, which is the mic to call villagers outdoors, and you can have the game chat slash camera play to see slash hear friends' reactions via USB camera, but it's optional, of course. So when you look at Switch 2, one of the things I noticed is that it has the same frame rate as the original Switch. I was thinking to myself, now, if I was to put out a new hardware, right? Because if you look at the Switch, let me see, Switch release date. The Switch came out 2017, right? Now let's look at Switch 2. The Switch 2 came out 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, if you told me that we had an almost decade difference as far as hardware to run a game, I would think the FPS would not be locked at the same for both. As the Switch 2 runs at 30 frames per second, and guess what? It also runs at 30 frames per second on a Nintendo Switch. So I was thinking to myself,
you guys, see, that's the problem.
And that is why a lot of Animal Crossing connoisseurs came out to basically say this is more of a lazy port, and they could have did a lot more to make this upgrade have more bells and whistles as far as making it stand out compared to the original Switch that's almost a decade old compared to the Switch 2. As a lot of people pointed out, that you should definitely have 60 frames per second. Of course, when you look at the NSO locked Slumber Islands, people were wanting that as well. And of course, people were not wanting that. And then of course, when you look at the no traditional cloud saves and island backups only, in the Animal Crossing community, they were also pointing that out. And of course, they said that the upgrade access had delays. So, and of course, you know, when it comes to the megaphone feature, it's seen as cringe by some because, of course, with Nintendo, they're so new to letting you even use a microphone in the online aspect, which I totally understand. You know, I'm not mad, especially as far as my deep dive coverage of Roblox. You know, shameless plugs, you just type in Roblox Analytic Dreams with a Z. As far as having a kids-centric market playing and consuming your product, I'm not mad at certain maneuvers you take to exclude the weirdos in the environment, in the ecosystem. And that's where I'm going to leave it at, because I don't want to get too morbid. But I'm not mad at Nintendo taking so long to adapt to the times as far as the whole microphone feature and the social aspect online for gaming. Anyways, if you was wondering what Animal Crossing was about, safe to say, you're in the right place. As Animal Crossing New Horizons, just getting into the overview of the game, of course, it was developed and published by Nintendo EPD, which is the Entertainment Planning and Development. And then, of course, when you look at the producer, it's Hisashi Nogami. Hopefully I said that right. And then the director is Aya Kiyogoku. I think that's how you say it. And then the engine, of course, it runs off of Nintendo. As you know, this is an exclusive Nintendo product. And Nintendo's very, let's just say, they're very protective of the IP. Let's just put it like that. So don't expect them to pull an Xbox and put Animal Crossing, Mario, and all type of Nintendo exclusives like Zelda and Pokemon on other platforms. It's just not going to happen. So anyways, as far as the core gameplay loop, if you're wondering what makes Animal Crossing so enticing for the connoisseurs out there, because you could easily put 100 to 200 plus hours in this game because of the gameplay loop. As when you move to a deserted island, the legendary, the iconic Nook is the person you meet. And you come to realize, hold up now, am I in college all over again?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. I was just making a little college reference for the people who didn't attend college. You probably don't know what that even means. But anyways, as far as running into Nook, seeming like it's the perfect scenario in the world, the most perfect partnership. And then he comes to tell you, hold on now, I'm going to need you to pay off them loans. So now you're in debt.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And, you know, the whole time while you're looking at Nook, like,
I know that ain't who I think it is.
You're going through the game, paying off loans, gathering resources such as fishing, bug catching, fossil hunting, crafting items, decorating homes and island, terraforming terrain. But basically, there's no traditional story ending. You're forever, I'm not going to say you're forever in debt. But the main thing, as far as when you first start off, is that you're disgustingly in debt to Nook. So that's the whole gameplay loop. You're basically on an island. You got to build it up and You have certain soft milestones, such as museum upgrades, resident services, island raiding, things of that nature. And as far as villagers, you can have up to 10 residents. And it's a real-time clock with seasonal and holiday events. So I would compare this game more of like more to The Sims, or I think the game is called Civilization. I don't know why. That almost came out terrible. But yeah, Civilization, The Sims, those are the games that I believe this game could be compared to because of the gameplay loop and how technically you can end up hitting your end game whenever you want to, because it's all up to you as far as what you do on your deserted island. So now, when you look at other things as far as how they kept people very interested as far as continuing playing on the island, they've had major additions such as, and with no cost, mind you, because that's one of the biggest things, especially nowadays. You look at gaming and you say to yourself, how many dollars can they squeeze from the consumer? Because all these developers is just out here trying to make a live service to squeeze a dollar from you. So now, when you look at a very profitable live service, one of the most profitable of all time, safe to say now when you look at the actual additions with no cost, such as the resort hotel, such as the Slumber Islands, such as the quality of life improvements, such as the Rosetti's Reset service, Amiibo expansions, the retro Nintendo consoles where you could play on NES, you could play on the SNES and the Game Boy games in home, and of course the crossover content that they've had at Animal Crossing, such as Lego, The Legend of Zelda, Splatoon, you could come to realize why people spend time and an exorbitant amount of time on Animal Crossing. It's because the developers are over there definitely respecting your time and adding new content as the time goes. So that being said, I also want to talk about the content, as there is over 400 villagers. And as far as items, there's thousands of items. But the main thing you need to know is that the key characters, of course, you probably heard of Isabella as far as the Funko Pops, as far as the Amiibos. And you probably already heard of Tom Nook because, you know, I just talked about him. And of course, as far as the overall persona of the game, he's the person that everybody hates. So, as far as the key characters, there's Tom Nook, Isabella, Blathers, I don't know who that is, KK Slider, and then Rizzetti, which returns a 3.0 update. And if you was wondering runtime, I can't give you one, because guess what? It's your island, you know, it's up to you to do what you do on your island.
Woo-dee-doo.
You know what I'm saying? If you want me to give you a runtime, then guess what?
Woo-dee-doo. And we beat these folk. Woo-dee-doo. We beat them. We go forward.
But in all seriousness, as far as a runtime, the initial setup, as far as the introduction phase, takes about 3 to 5 hours. Core progression, which is basically getting to a 3-star island and museum complete, that usually takes between 50 to 80 hours. And then, you know, some people will feel completed by that. They'll feel fulfilled and move on to the next game. But of course, for completionists out there, it will take you between 200 to 500 plus hours, because of course, even though that may seem like a scary number, it's really just up to you how long you want to make the game. Basically, the gameplay loop respects your time. And of course, if you wanted to put more time into it, there's a lot more content you can get into. But as far as the core loop, if you just want to do the 3-star island and the museum complete, usually it takes around 50 to 80 hours. So now, you're probably wondering, what is the price? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Nintendo Switch 2 price is currently $65. And usually, I wouldn't be mad at a $65 price tag, because of course, when you look at the original Switch, that's around the cost that it was at. But of course, for the Switch 2, I think, especially with the price point and it being such an old game, even though you are adding a lot of new content, you would at least hope that Nintendo brings down the price a little bit for people who already own the game. Because, well, I guess, never mind. So, if you do already own the game, I believe it's a $5 upgrade as far as the Switch to the Switch 2. But it's not as big of an upgrade jump as you would hope. So that's my main concern, especially with the price tag. You would think a discount would happen at some point, because you're basically running off the same type of requirements almost a decade in the past. So anyways, as far as the review roundup, safe to say a lot of people have been enjoying this game and giving it glowing, very like just the most glowing review you can imagine. As Nintendo Life gave this game a 10 out of 10, saying, quote, every moment is unashamedly blissful with excellent, excellently written characters that truly feel alive in an island paradise that gives back infinitely. How you say that? Infinitely? What in the world? What type of words are these, man? More than you put in. Hey, I know that was very butchery, but guess what? Nintendo Life gave it a 10 out of 10. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Anyways, IGN gave it a 9 out of 10, saying Animal Crossing New Horizons is an expanded, polished, next-generation reboot of a classic Nintendo game that's full of surprises.
You guys.
And then, of course, GameSpot also gave it a 9 out of 10, basically saying New Horizons certainly came at the right time, and its strengths are particularly comforting right now. I'm as excited to see what random events await, because mind you, this game came out 2014. Await me each morning, as I am glad to have it during hard times. Oh man.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
This reviewer was going through it. Anyways, and that's sure to keep me coming back for the foreseeable future. Now, I was trying to see if we could find another 10 out of 10, but the closest thing we got to it is Game Informer. Gave it a 9.5 out of 10, saying Animal Crossing New Horizons has something new to experience every day. And best of all, it's built on a foundation of joy and earnestness that's all too rare.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Safe to say that all of the big conglomerates in gaming very much enjoys Animal Crossing New Horizons. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Animal Crossing New Horizons, not only being the most profitable Animal Crossing of all time, but also as far as you hopping on your own island, what has been your favorite part about upgrading your island and paying off the debt to Tom Nook?
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.